here with Pastor Charles. Give us your full name, Charles.
Charles Wekulo of Glorious Covenant Church, the National Moise Bridge, Matunda, on your way to Kitale.
Okay. So you've just started this church. How long have you been at this church?
The church is a newly started church. It's about 1 year old now. Yes.
So how many people are coming now?
We now have about 12 members by now.
Okay.
Though there are many, but the 12 are proved to be committed members in attendance.
Okay.
And Bible studies and maybe disciple class. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many people come on a Sunday morning?
On Sunday, we normally have about 20.
Okay.
Most likely, visitors comes in, but they just come and go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you were at another church. Tell us about the church you were at previously.
Previously, I was ministering in a church in Iten on your way to the Valley, Rift Valley Valley, and that church was 350 members during the time I left it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Were you the pastor there?
Of course, yes. I was the pastor, senior pastor in the church.
Mm.
Yes. Stayed there for about 5 years before I left the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
So this new church, what kinds of possibilities do you see there?
The possibilities I'm seeing the church growing, because now that it's like we pioneered the church doing the missionary work, so we had to do what we call friendship evangelism and maybe house-to-house evangelism, and we are seeing that church growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how do you earn a living? Does the church pay some money to help for your living?
They don't pay me anything, because it's an autonomous church, if I may call it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just trust God for the provision.
Yeah.
Really.
So do you have a job that helps earn a living, or how does that work?
Of course not. We just full-time ministers in the ministry.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just trust God day by day to provide your needs and go ahead and minister, huh?
Yes.
Well, it takes a lot of faith to start a church, and a lot of work. I've done that, and I know how much work it is.
Of course, it is costing us, but then we thank God because the grace is sufficient, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about your family.
I have a big family.
Okay.
One wife. God has blessed us with 3 daughters and 4 sons.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. So that's a family of around 9 people, including myself. Yes.
How old is your oldest child?
She's now 16 years old. Yes.
And your youngest?
He's about 3 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that keeps you all busy, I expect, with all those children.
Huh?
That keeps your wife and you busy with all those children.
Yeah, at times it is costly, but then I've told them to believe and trust in God that He may provide, or may educate them and love them, feed them, actually. Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing with us about your church. God bless you.
Welcome.
Let me pray for you.
Amen.
Father, I pray for Pastor Charles. I thank you for his faith, his vision, O God, of his new church. And we pray that through it you would reach many, many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and help them to learn to be disciples that follow you day by day.
Yes, Lord.
With consistency and love and faithfulness.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.